This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Hey, pet pals, you're in for a double treat on today's show. We have not one, but two of the world's top cat advocates on the planet. I'm not kidding. And they're ready to offer some perfect insights to all things CAT. So please welcome to the show, holistic feline veterinarian, Dr. Jean Hovey, and best-selling author and cat behavior expert, Pam Johnson Bennett. Welcome, welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you.
You had me at meow. You had me at meow. Hey, we're going to dive in deep about all things feline because these two know lots about our feline friends. And they're here today and they are consultants. Because they're such experts, there's a company called Pet Greens. And they are reached out to Pam and Dr. Jean because they have something that some cats like. It's kitty grass, right? I'm going to first ask that to Pam. I'm not talking about smoking the grass. I'm talking about munching on the grass, right?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, it wouldn't be very appealing to us, but cats love it and they crave it and it's very beneficial for them.
And it depends on good grass. I'm going to turn to Dr. Jean. She's a holistic veterinarian. Please don't look at my backyard in Dallas right now. We used to have a beautiful, beautiful yard. And then we had 108 degree temperatures for many, many weeks in the summer. And now we have yucky grass. I don't want to bring in those sprigs for my cat. Why is the quality of the grass the kitties are munching on so important?
Well, it is crucial. And the advantage to product like Pet Greens that's grown specifically for cats and it's fresh and it's young grass. Your grungy old grass out in the backyard.
It is.
If it's a lawn and you've been mowing it, the blades that are left are old and they're tough and they don't do the job. Not only that, but they're outside and they're getting Lord knows what kind of stuff from the sky.
Bird poop. You can say it. Bird poop.
Poop, maybe, you know, for a lot of us is raccoon, deer poop, Lord knows, all kind of bugs, all kind of pesticides drifting over from the neighbor's yard.
Yes, we try to be clean, but you can't always.
You do not want to bring in outside grass. It's old, it's tough, it's not appropriate. The kind of greens that you can grow inside the grass, you know, there are several kinds that you can get, wheat, oat, barley, rye, and, you know, you sprout it yourself or you can buy it in the pet store already grown, lasts for a couple weeks, lasts even longer if you keep it in the refrigerator. But if you grow it yourself, they have kits that you can do that. And I used to just get barley seeds at Whole Foods and grow them, but, you know, until I got wise. But that's fresh. It's organic. It's a known quantity. You control it. You know, it's got nothing on it that it shouldn't be there. And in the spring, I had a dog that was a real grazer, and it was his absolute joy in the spring when the fresh new grass came up. Man, there was nothing better. So that's what cats enjoy the most, and it's really easy to provide it for them. So, yay!
Win-win. And Pam, from the behavior standpoint, what happens when a cat eats quality grass? What's going on? Is it calming them? What's helping them? What's going on?
It's cats get hairballs.
Can we say the scientific word for hairball so we sound cool?
Trichobezoar. Yeah, it's a fun word. Trichobezoar.
I was going to get it.
But most of us know that familiar in the middle of the night and you step on the hairball. But they can become very serious for the cat. So this is nature's way. The cat knows that eating something, you know, eating grass helps them get rid of the hairballs. So that is very beneficial. I also wanted to mention something just from the last question with Dr. Jean is not everybody has a backyard anyway. Even Good if point. You wanted to use the grass in the backyard, so many people live in apartments or don't have grass. So this is a way to guarantee that you are giving your cat fresh grass. It's so beneficial from a health standpoint. And, you know, Dr. Jean will get into the whole vomiting issue, I'm sure, and when it's good and when it's not good. But cats, you know, if we paid attention to cats, naturally know what to do. So when cats are craving the grass, they know that they need to rid themselves of something.
And for people like me that will never win a Green Thumb Award, it's pretty easy to grow, isn't it?
It's very easy to grow, and you can get it delivered fresh. Pet Greens has it through Amazon, and it's easy. You keep it in the refrigerator. They provide easy instructions. I do not have a green thumb, and I'm able to keep it alive. So, and it's just a matter of watering it for a certain amount of time, sitting it in water, and the instructions are on, you know, on the package, and they'll tell you what to do. Plus, petgreens.com has all the information. Or you can, if you know, a little more daring, you can just grow it from the kit. And that's, you know, that's very easy. And what I like, because I'm also lazy, is I like when it arrives and it's already there.
I know.
And that's it.
It's like the Grubhub for cats, yeah,
exactly.
Right?
Yes. And it lasts. My cat, now, with some cats, you have to control it. You know, some cats, you can put the container out and they self-regulate and they'll munch when they need it. If you have a cat like my cat, you have to control it. So I have to bring it out to her for a certain amount of time. Otherwise, she'll just mow it down.
What is her name? Please don't say Lawnmower. What's her name?
My cat's name is Pearl, and she's 16, and wow. She still is very active, very playful, and very healthy. And I do everything I can to make sure she lives a very full life through playtime, good food, and all those things like grass, like good quality grass.
Well said. And Dr. Jean, I want folks to know you are a holistic veterinarian, and you have a great ebook called What Cats Should Eat, A Holistic Veterinary's Guide to Your Cat's Optimal Health. I did my homework. And people always think that cats are carnivores, meat, 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 meat. But why is it important to have them have something like safe grass in their diet?
Well, every cat on the planet eats grass, no exceptions. And there are many thoughts as to why they do it. It's for cats in warmer climates, it helps with get rid of parasites because, well, let's touch on the vomiting because this
Oh, don't just touch. Dive in, girl. Come on.
After 30-something years of veterinary practice, my conclusion is cats like to vomit.
Okay.
But why do they like to vomit? Because they're very sensitive. They have sensitive tummies. So if the least little thing is upsetting them, they'll eat grass to get rid of whatever that is. But it is not true that they vomit every time they eat grass. In fact, it's maybe 25% of the time they'll vomit. A newbie probably will because it's new. So you want to control when you start out with it. But, you know, if they need to vomit, if they have a hairball, and my very short-haired cat, Perry Christmas.
Wait a minute, slow down because I know your cat's name, but the people on this planet need to know that you're very creative. What is your kitty's name?
Perry Christmas. And I was a big fan of Perry Como when I was two, and he came to me on Christmas Eve. So he's got a really good story. He was a stray. He was a starving, frostbitten stray. But he loves the grass. But even his very, very short coat, he gets some monster hairballs.
We're speaking right now with Dr. Jean Hovey and Pam Johnson Bennett, and they're going to be talking a whole gamut of cat things diving deep into cat vomit and hairballs. We're going to get into a catnip party too later, but we got to take a quick break. So everybody, you know the drill. We got to sit and purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones actually sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
All Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Old Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're talking with a couple of cool cats, and I mean that in all ways, positive or positive. We're talking with Dr. Jean Hovey. She is a holistic veterinarian, runs a great site called Little Big Cat, and we're with Pam Johnson Bennett. She's a best-selling author and cat behavior expert, and I want you to please check out her site, Cat Behavior Associates. And we were speaking with Dr. Jean about her very clever named cat, Perry Christmas. And even short cats can have hairball issues and have matting problems, right?
Yes. In fact, he's getting older, so he's getting those short cat mats that just drive you buggy. But he can really get some champion glass hairballs going for, you know, for such a short-haired cat. And there's two things I do. One is if he's really in trouble, I give him Vaseline.
Vaseline, okay.
Because it glues the hair together and skids it out the way it's supposed to go. But grass, having access to grass, prevents that buildup of massive hairballs too. So we deal with it on this end and we deal with it on that end. So it's a total program. And he loves grass. But he's one of those that can graze on it. I grow his grass in my bucket thing with microgreens, and then we can share.
Well, I want to dive deeper into hairballs. I teach pet first aid, as you all know. And I always tell people, you've got to be a pet detective. You've got to really look at vomit and hairball and runny stools and all that. So from the medical perspective, Dr. Jean, what are uh-ohs in a hairball?
Well, a hairball can get stuck and cause them problems. So especially when you're first introducing grass, you want to supervise. You know, because if they really come up with a big herker, you want to be there and make sure that they're getting the complete thing out. And Jackson Galaxy, my business partner, and he had a cat that had a hairball that required emergency endoscopy. But, and she was a long-haired cat, but he talks about it in his book. So you do want to supervise and make sure, you know, once they're used to the grass and this is a weak thing, now you're much safer. But vomiting in cats, like I said, I think they kind of like it, you know, because it gives them such quick relief from whatever's ailing them. But when you want to worry about it is when there's vomiting plus. So vomiting plus another symptom, lethargy, not eating right, also diarrhea, just, or really violent or really persistent vomiting. You know, a hairball or a, you know, every couple of weeks, you know, is not anything to worry about. But, you know, if it goes
frequency, yeah.
If it goes from once a week to every day or three times a day, now we call the vet.
Okay.
And also when they vomit from a hairball,
yeah,
they recover and go back to normal behavior. If they vomit and it's something else, they usually are not returning back to normal behavior. You know, there are other signs.
I was going to get into that behavior part, Pam. So you're perfectly timed. We talked about some medical concerns, but stress from the behavior standpoint, how does stress impact a cat and maybe lead to hairballs?
We think of hairballs for a lot of people, just the cat grooming, but the cat could be grooming for reasons you also have to address. And that could be the cat is over-grooming because of stress. Stress is a huge enemy of cats. So whenever your cat is vomiting or over-grooming, if you see a change in the coat, if you see bald spots, of course you want to go to the veterinarian first. You always want to rule out medical issues. But maybe the cat is over-grooming because something is happening in the household that you have to address, and the vomiting or the hairball accumulation is secondary to what is causing the stress. Also, you have to keep in mind cats who get older, cats who are obese, are not as efficient as grooming. Maybe they've lost their interest in it, or maybe it's too painful and difficult to really groom in a healthy way. So they tend to keep grooming the same area over and over again.
Wow.
If their coat isn't healthy and they're grooming, they're accumulating a lot of hair and then they're getting the hairballs. And also, a short hair cat who lives with a long hair cat could be getting a lot of long hair ingested. So don't just think it's my long hair cat, my Persian cat, who's getting the hairballs. It could be, you know, if you come across a hairball, it could also be the short hair cat who's getting it. So, and you also talked about being a detective and not only looking at what the cat is vomiting up and the health of the cat and the fur, but also look in the litter box. You know, I know it's not fun, but, you know,
I live for that every day.
It is, to me, it's our responsibility because there's a tremendous amount of evidence in there about whether your cat is healthy or not. You know, the size of the urine clumps, whether there's blood in it, whether your cat hasn't urinated in there at all, but also what's happening with the feces, you know, the condition of it. Is it normal? I know it doesn't smell great, but does it smell like normal cat poop? But also when I check my cat's litter box, I'm also looking for, is there a lot of hair in the poop?
Good. Yes. I'm keep looking for the Hope Diamond and I have yet to find it in a poop deposit. But the other thing people might do is the cat's having a hairball, Dr. Jean, and we might want to reach for an over-counter hairball thing. You talked about using, what did you say, Vaseline?
Yeah, my cats prefer Vaseline brand as opposed to generic, but...
Oh, all snaps! Okay.
Well, go figure. Yeah, they're, you know, cats are picky, but all of the over-the-counter hairball remedies are based on petroleum products. Now, the nice thing about petroleum is either mineral oil or petroleum jelly. But the nice thing about petroleum, other than it's environmentally, you know, extremely destructive, but as a little side benefit, it is a very long molecule and cats don't have the digestive machinery to break it down. So it remains inert in the body. It glops up the hair and skids it out the back, and it is completely harmless. It's amazing. I had a cat who ate Vaseline and a good chunk of Vaseline every day of her life for 20 and a half years.
20
so
and
clearly,
a half.
Clearly.
Was the kitty's name Methuselah?
No, it was her name was Spirit. And she was the founder of Spirit Essences, which are flower essences now, Jackson Galaxy Solutions. But
and you've named the dude twice. So I know for the two people on the planet that don't know him, he's a good guy. Oh. Come on, you guys have teamed up to create some products.
Yeah.
And all right, tell people the short bio.
We met at a friend's house and we decided to work together to save cats and to improve things for cats. He had a TV show for a while called My Cat from Hell. Animal Planet came up with that lovely name. But we just wanted to make life better for cats and we founded Little Big Cat to do that. So we founded an article library and we made flower essences, and he's gone on, of course, to bigger and better things than I.
I knew him when he was renting a place in Redondo Beach. So I go way back with him. I'm very happy for his success.
But what's great is we're so fortunate now that so much more attention is paid to cat health and cat behavior. If you think about years ago when we all started, you know, and I won't mention how old we all are, but cats were second-class citizens. There wasn't a lot of information. So here we have an opportunity. You know, we have better food. Cat parents are getting better educated about enrichment and what cats need. And then dealing with cat grass, you know, that's something a lot of people wouldn't even have thought about. Or they would have just gone out in their backyard and grabbed a few sprigs of grass that maybe they had fertilized or put pesticides on. So, you know, cats are they still have a long way to go in terms of us really doing right by them from a behavior standpoint and a health standpoint, but we are we're making great strides. And these are things, you know, being aware of your cat vomiting, checking the litter box, providing things like cat grass and monitoring it so that you're giving it in the best way. Those are pieces of the puzzle that add up to optimal health for your cat.
Well said. And folks, Pam Johnson Bennett, she's like my cat hero in the world of behavior, and Dr. Jean is for the world of veterinary medicine. Okay, I'm just confessing and making a cat confession. I've always admired everything that you have done and you keep doing. So folks, after the show, I think it's 8 books you have now, mm-hmm. Pam, but 2 of my favorites are Cat Versus Cat and also Think Like a Cat. And you got into this field, like you said, when people were like, yeah, they're like the dog's half cousin from their whatever. And I think it's pretty cool now to be a cat. I'm the proud pet parent of 4, including 2 that came from the community outside that have their little tipped ears.
Good for
you. One of them is 19 years old, Mr. Mikey, and the other had been on the streets 10 years, and he's a fluffy tuxedo cat named Baxter. Big fluffy boy. He would follow our 2 dogs on walks, and we looked at each other and we're like, Texas weather's wacky. He's getting older. Can we try to bring him in? And he was like, oh yeah, I'm inside now. I love it. And his name is Baxter, and he's a big cat, not fat, big bone like me. He's a big cat with that falsetto voice. You would say hi to him and he says something like that. So I think cats make us better humans, and I'm just delighted to have both Pam Johnson Bennett and Dr. Jean Hovey on our show. We've talked about hairballs, yuck, but necessary to be diving in and getting the right things like good grass, like maybe pet grass and Vaseline. I love that. After we're going to take a break and we're going to shift our focus on how we can enrich the lives of our indoor cats. Yeah, I'm talking even a catnip party. So sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Hey, pet parents. Ever wondered how to safely bring the great outdoors inside and connect your indoor pets with nature? Meet Pet Greens, the pioneers in organic live cat grass, catnip, and treats powered with green nutrition. Discover the healing properties of wheatgrass, packed with nutrients and gentle green fiber to support digestive health. Pet Greens helps your pets truly thrive inside. Check out our full range of live cat grass, catnip, and treats at petgreens.com. That's petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Jackson Galaxy from Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell. And I'm here with Arden Moore on the wonderful Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. Don't miss it.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Oh Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We've got 2 great cat experts on our show. They are Dr. Jean Hovey. Please check out her site, Little Big Cat. And we have Pam Johnson Bennett. Please check out her site, Cat Behavior Associates. We've dived deep into hairballs. All right, everybody. Inhale, exhale. We're shifting gears. We're getting into fun, and fun with a purpose. And that is definitely something any cat, any kitten of any age deserves. So from the behavior standpoint, because we have Pam Johnson Bennett, she has authored Think Like a Cat. So we're going to think like a cat, Pam. Why is play so important for indoor cats? I mean, I'm just lounging, grooming, napping, eating. What the buzz? What do you mean? I got to play?
Yeah, play is vital to cat health. When you think of having an indoor cat, we think of we're keeping them safe. We're able to monitor their health better. Yes, they get to relax and lay by a sunny window and they get the best food and they can scratch on the scratching post. But a big element of what makes them a cat is missing if they're not engaging in playtime. Cats are hunters. Out in the wild, they would make maybe a dozen hunting attempts. I always tell people, you know, when you bring a cat indoors and you don't enrich their environment and you don't engage in playtime with them, it's like taking like a Ferrari and just putting it up on blocks in your backyard. You know, it's not doing what it was meant to do. So playtime can help with, obviously it's good exercise disguised as fun. It is good for solving behavior problems. If you have a cat who's bored and becomes destructive, a cat who's depressed, you're trying to address multi-cat issues, playtime is, it's one of the most powerful things. And I know I've said this many times. When I wrote my first book, somebody said, oh gosh, you know, it's like you think play is the answer to everything. And yeah, it pretty much is.
Hey, you had me at play. Well, play also bonds us with our cats, right?
It's a great way to get to know a new cat. It's a great way to help a cat who's frightened, a cat who's been through trauma, because they're associating something pleasant with you. The key, though, is to play with them using a fishing pole toy, a wand-type toy that puts a distance between your hands and their teeth, but you can also move the toy like prey, and that triggers their drive.
So be specific. What's a wiggle that says to the cat, that's a bird or that's a mouse? What's the wiggle?
It's alternating fast and slow motion. Obviously, you could take an interactive toy and you could wave it all around and you could have the cat banging off the walls and jumping up and down, but that's not the way they hunt. They're ambush predators. So you want to combine having it hide behind something and then just kind of quiver a little bit, you know, put a paper bag on its side and have the toy dart in there. Mimic the way a cat would hunt, and a cat doesn't chase by exhaustion. You know, they're very stealthy. They creep up. They stay as invisible as possible till they get to that ambush distance. And then the most important thing is give the cat plenty of captures. Otherwise, it's just frustrating. So let them have a lot of captures. And at the end, one grand capture, slow the action down like the prey is wounded, so that the cat is left feeling, yeah, I'm a good hunter.
You're the champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the world. Well, that brings me to this point. I'm into TikTok, and we have an orange tabby named Rusty the Performer. And the long paper receipt from the grocery store, we were just crinkling it, and he came running into the kitchen, and he played paper receipt tag, and he leaped high in the air, snagged it, grabbed it, brought it down, and boom, took a bite out of it. And then we destroyed it in the garbage can. I'm laughing because that was a paper receipt. What's your take on
But that rusty? Sound, it's yes. The sound. If you crinkled it up, it's that sound. They use, you know, hearing something, that the mouse in the leaves, or they smell something, or obviously they see something, but their ears are incredible. And it's very sad when cats don't get that opportunity to play. So, you know, there may be people watching who are saying, well, my cat has no interest or he's too old. And that's where something like catnip comes in. You know, catnip is a very valuable tool to kind of spark that play drive again. So, you know, cats can play at any age, any condition. It doesn't mean the cat who's 18 is going to play the way a 4-year-old cat might, but they still should have that opportunity to play.
So you brought in a drug. I'm just kidding. You brought in an herb, a member of the mint family,
right?
Catnip. And we have a DVM here with us, a holistic veterinarian, Dr. Jane Hovey. Catnip, what's the fancy term for it called?
The active ingredient is nepetalactone.
Wow. You don't have that tattooed on your forearm, do you?
I don't.
Okay. So what is that?
But I'm planning on it. So
what's happening? What's that do in the herb?
We just call it nippy.
Nippy. Okay, cool.
Yeah. What it does is it releases endorphins. So, you know, in people, exercise, meditation, good music, you know, so it's not a drug per se, but it mimics narcotics in the body. It mimics the opioids, but it's not addictive because it's only endorphins, which stimulates a natural compound that's found in the body that's released during pleasurable experiences.
If I may ask you, years ago, I worked at Rodale Press. That's where Prevention Magazine is. And I learned a lot writing some herb books with some herbalists. And I was told, but you're the doc, that catnip is sort of a stimulant for cats, if you will, But for us, it makes us calm. And so I was told you're supposed to maybe to get rid of the nighttime 3 a.m. zoomies and cats. You could have the kitty play with a catnip toy or catnip, and then you sip your catnip tea watching, and then you both should get a good sleep. Does that factor, Dr. Jean?
That makes perfect sense. And the thing about catnip is the effects only last about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And after that, they settle down. So you get benefits for both of you in terms of getting a good night's sleep. But the cat gets to have a little more fun on the way.
Yeah. Now there's catnip and then there's catnip.
Right.
Both of you experts, what should we be looking for in getting quality catnip for our cats? We'll go with Dr. Jean and then Pam.
Well, organic for sure. Because okay. You don't know what's being sprayed or how it's being harvested. You can use fresh catnip. You can use dried catnip. My cats have tended to prefer dry, but fresh is a little stronger, if you will. We think that the reason cats are attracted to it is because fresh catnip is a mosquito repellent. And when they roll in it, they are maybe stopping some bad nasties from bothering them while they're squished down hunting. And the last thing you want is a mosquito buzzing in your ear. But it's just it's a great and interesting plant. But it, you know, once the zoomies are done, it does have the sedating effect. And there's a myth that 2/3 of cats are responders and 1/3 aren't. But I think the quote non-responders actually are responding, but they're going right into that meditative sphinx state. So if your cat is exposed to catnip and they just sit there like this, like,
I used to have friends like that in college, but that's another story. It wasn't catnip. Yes. Hey, everyone, we're speaking with Dr. Jean Hovey. She's a holistic veterinarian, and also Pam Johnson Bennett. She's a cat behavior expert and a best-selling author. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to throw a catnip party, and we're going to talk some other specifics about enriching your cat's life. So sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Wow. Make that me wow. I'm learning a lot about cats, and I hope you are too, because there are more cats in American homes and worldwide than dogs. I have dogs and cats. Don't ask me to decide. But it is a good time to be an indoor cat because there's more and more scientific studies happening. There's more efforts to improve their nutrition, their health, and their behavior. And something as silly but very productive, like throwing a catnip party, might be just the ticket for your indoor cat to beat off boredom. And Pam Johnson Bennett, who wrote the book Think Like a Cat and Cat Versus Cat. Hey, what's the good about a catnip party?
Well, first of all, catnip, obviously, it's a lot of fun and it's great to watch your cat just have a good time.
These are TikTok opportunities, right?
Right. But it's also a valuable tool. You can use it during cat introductions. You can use it, you know, for so many things. So it's a valuable tool in your behavior toolbox. So don't just dismiss it as fun. You know, it's very important. The first time you give catnip, you do want to do it with your cat by themselves, because okay. some cats get a little too enthusiastic. And so before you, if you have a multi-cat household, throw that catnip party after you know how each cat reacts to it.
Good point. Good safety tip. Yes.
You know, there's obviously fresh catnip and dry catnip. For cats who like to chew it, probably the fresh catnip is a little easier on their mouth than the dry catnip, which might be a little pinchy. It's okay if they chew it. How the effect comes through them smelling it. So, okay. but it's okay if they eat it. It's okay if they roll in it. You know, they can have a lot of fun with it. Can you? I don't know. I guess you could eat it. I mean, I've had catnip tea.
What about dogs, though? My dogs get kind of interested when we give catnip to our four felines.
That may be more of they're interested in how the change in the cats are behaving. So it's like, oh, what are they doing? I want to, you know, Meg Ryan, I'll have what he's having, you know, kind of thing. But talking about catnip parties, all right, you can use catnip in terms of just spreading it out. You can put it, a lot of times I'll put it in a sock and knot the sock and just throw that out. Don't buy toys that are embedded with catnip already, because you don't know the quality of the catnip. You know, you want to use organic catnip. Pet Greens has such great catnip, and you can buy a toy and you can either marinate it. That's what I do. I keep them in a container and I marinate my catnip toys, or you can, some of the toys have pouches in them and then you just fill it. But when you throw a catnip party, do it, you know, if you've been working a lot and you've been neglecting the playtime, then maybe it's time for a catnip party. I throw a catnip party for Pearl when I have a lot of company over, you know, Christmas, holidays, and I put her in a separate room because she doesn't want to meet, you know, my husband's 20 relatives, and I throw a catnip party for her. So hopefully he won't be listening to this.
Oh, no, he's fine. And, and his relatives are fine too. They're already subscribers to my show, so that's fine.
So catnip parties, catnip is such, again, it's so valuable. It's fun, but it has behavioral benefits. So don't just neglect it.
It's a good tool for cats. Now, let me switch over to the good doctor. All my cats love catnip, even 19-year-old Mikey, who sometimes goes, "Where am I?" But that's all right. I love the man. But if they don't like catnip, there's a couple other things out there that maybe people could consider. What are they, and how should they look for a quality one?
There is a product called Silvervine. Okay. My cats were not interested in it in the least, but a lot of cats do like to chew it, and it's like a chew toy for them.
What is Silvervine?
It's a tropical vine that smells weird, apparently.
Okay. That's her medical opinion.
Some cats even like valerian, which I think smells
valerian?
Like pretty dim, but it is sedating for cats and some cats. I had a cat who, she liked things that kind of put her in a woozy state. She was a good party girl. I want to mention too that catnip is a great training tool. And if you have a cat that you're trying to train to a scratching post, or especially one of those cardboard scratchers, you put the catnip on that and they will go after it like crazy.
And save your sofa, SOS.
And use the organic catnip. If you have a cat and you have bought all these catnip toys and you say, well, my cat obviously doesn't like catnip. Again, it may not be good quality catnip. And in some cases with some of the really cheap toys, it's not even catnip.
Oh, that's bad.
So always be in control of what you're giving your cat.
Excellent. What about honeysuckle, Dr. Jean? Your take on that?
I have heard occasionally of that, but you know, again, it is a little bit sedating and you'll find it in some herbal formulas, but it's not something that I would grab a honeysuckle vine and throw it down on the floor for them. I would hesitate to do that because, again, coming from outside, you don't know what pesticides are on it. You don't know the quality of it. I would hesitate about that.
Well, I'm glad my cats are catnip aficionados and they're not snobs, but we do look for organic catnip, and you both have given good tips. So we've got the catnip party. We're wrapping this up. What about some other things, maybe two or three things each one of you want to share that could make an indoor cat brain working, more enriched, so they're better behaved? What can we do without turning our house into a cat house? Pam, what would be something you would recommend or have people consider?
I am a huge fan of puzzle feeders.
Oh, okay.
Because too many cats become couch potatoes and they just waddle to the kitchen and eat a mountain of food and then waddle back, you know, to the couch. So puzzle feeders come in all degrees of levels. You know, you can do something as basic as just putting an egg carton down, an empty egg carton or a muffin tin, and putting food in each compartment. But help your cats work for food, to use their brain. I love taking treats and hiding them, and I keep track of where I hide them, so that my cat can go on a treasure hunt.
Nice.
So things that let them use their brains. They're so smart. So I love puzzle feeders. And then the other thing is training. Give your cats jobs to do. I'm also a big fan of clicker training. You know, you can do fun things like sit and roll over and all of those things, but training your cat to accept going in the carrier, all the things that will make training easier, you know, clipping nails, cleaning the teeth, checking the ears. Clicker training is a very valuable tool. And you can search the Google for, you know, just put clicker training in, and there are a lot of good sites and YouTube videos that'll show you how to do it. But I think puzzle feeders and clicker training are two things that really help cats use their
brain. I like it. I like that very much. Good job. Dr. Jane, what would be a couple things you could suggest?
Well, I would emphasize vertical space. Provide space for your cat. And you can use the treats or the in conjunction and put the treats up high so they have to jump and they have to work at it and not just roll around on the floor. Now, I have a thing called, in terms of puzzle toys, this is a snuffle mat. It is
made. Yeah, we have
snuffle mats. We have those in our, not our patio, ready for it, our enclosed patio. Because yes, we have things for our dogs and for our cats, and we have snuffle mats. Tell folks what that is.
Well, it's originally made for pigs, for potbelly indoor pigs.
Okay.
And, you know, because they like to root around. But I hide treats in the little flappies and in the little corners. And Perry, really, he comes and really works at it. And so it's in the way of a puzzle toy, but he is really cool about that. And it rolls up for storage or whatever you're going to do. Mine's out.
Is machine washable?
I washed it yesterday. Yes.
All right. Hey, we've been speaking with two amazing cat experts, Pam Johnson Bennett. She's a cat behavior expert, best-selling author. Please check her out at catbehaviorassociates.com. I love her book, Think Like a Cat, Cat versus Cat. She's got six other titles. They're on the tip of my tongue, like a cat, haha, that I don't know, but you can check her out. And please check out Dr. Jean Hovey. Yes, that's like Bon Jovi, H-O-F-V-E, though, is how she spells her name. And I love her website, littlebigcat.com. And she has a new book out, an ebook called What Cats Should Eat, A Holistic Veterinarian's Guide to Your Cat's Optimal Health. You both are here as consultants, obviously, for Pet Greens, which was nice because you brought in some safe factors about cat grass and all. But one last question, what would be a parting message each one of you would like to give to our global audience, starting with Dr. Jean?
Love on your cat. Just love on them. There's a study that says 8 minutes of petting a day is like the minimum. And if you can't give 8 minutes a day to petting your cat, not while watching TV, not while zooming on your phone, not while, just dedicated attention to your cat. That will solve so many problems and it will give you both a wonderful life.
Well said. How about you, Pam?
Pay attention to your cat because your cat is communicating to you. If there is a behavior problem, it's not that the cat is mean or spiteful or stupid. The cat is trying to solve a problem. And if you don't know what it is, or there's a change in behavior you don't understand, always consult your veterinarian. Always rule out medical issues first and then tackle the behavior. And don't live with behavior issues. Correct them.
I like that. That's our show for today at this time. I also want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network on the planet. And this show is the longest running pet podcast on the planet. We've been on the air since 07 when no one knew what a podcast was. And we just were received the 2024 award as Best Pet Podcast by Feedspot. We're still waiting for a car. There's no car, but we'll take the award. I also want to thank all of you for tuning in because we're here to give you good information in a fun way. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's real easy. Got a weird first name, Arden. It's my real name, Arden Moore. Check it out. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Obehave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.